ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। निष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Here reading from Canto 11th, Chapter 22, entitled Elements of Material Creation. Text 8. Ekasmin api drishyante parvishtani antarani cha. पूर्वास्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः एकस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परविष्टानि तरानि च। पूर्वस्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः। एकस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परविष्टानि तराणि च। पूर्वस्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वानि सर्वशः। एकस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परविष्टानि तराणि च। पूर्वस्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः। कस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परविष्टानि तराणि च। पूर्वस्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः। माताजी, यस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परिष्टानि तराणि च। पूर्वस्मिन् वा परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः। एकस्मिन्नपि दृश्यन्ते परस्मिन् वा तत्वे तत्वानि सर्वशः। एकस्मिन् इन् वन् एलिमेण्ट् अपि इवन् दृश्यन्ते देर् आर् सीन् परविष्टानि entered within, itarani, others, cha, also, purvasmin, in a prior subtle causal element, va, either, parasmin, or in later, produced element. वा और तत्वे इन सम एलिमेंट तत्वानि अदर एलिमेंट्स सर्वशः इन द केसेस ऑफ ईच ऑफ द डिफरेंट एनुमरेशंस ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ड बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: ऑल सटल मटेरियल एलिमेंट्स आर एक्चुअली प्रेजेंट विद इन देयर ग्रॉस अफेक्ट्स. Similarly, All gross elements are present within their subtle causes. Since material creation takes place by progressive manifestation of elements from subtle to gross, thus we can find all material elements within any single element. Purport: since material elements are present within each other, there are innumerable ways to construe and categorize the material creation of God. Ultimately, however, the significant element is God Himself, who is the basis of all the transformations and permutations of the material cosmos. The creation of material world takes place by a progression from subtle to gross elements, as explained in the Sankhya Yoga system of Lord Kapila. The example may be given that we find the dormant existence of an earthen pot within the mud, and also the existence of mud within the earthen pot. Similarly, one element is present within another, and ultimately all elements rest within the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is simultaneously within everything. By such explanations, Krishna consciousness constitutes the ultimate scientific methodology for factually understanding this universe. Om Jnanatme Randhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Nina Bandhu Jagatpate Upesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swame Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading this chapter, Elements of Material Creation. I would like to seek blessings of the devotees to be able to say something meaningful. So the subject matter of creation is very fascinating. The elements of material creation, in the school the students study the chart of elements, right? There are charts, there are always some blanks left. In case we find some more element, we'll add to it. Yes. Periodic table. You all study periodic table of elements. But somehow one element is missing over there. What's that? God. So therefore it is mentioned over here that the most important, the key element of the creation is God. So that is very carefully avoided or missed in the academic world, in the periodic table. So Bhagavatam, this subject matter of creation has been discussed quite vividly in Srimad Bhagavatam. So both the materialists and the spiritualists, they discuss about creation. It's a fascinating subject matter. And there's been discussion. So the materialists are also frequently discussing about creation so that how they can exploit it more and more. And the devotees also discuss about the creation of the Lord so that they can understand the purpose of the creation. What's the real purpose of the creation? And actually, they can become relieved or liberated from this material creation and go back to the spiritual creation of the Lord. So, in the Bhajan Keval Ashtakam, one of the stanzas is A Brahma Stambha Paryantam Sarva Maya Mayam Jagat. This whole world has been created by the Lord's Maya. Now we understand, we say that Krishna has created this world. He maintains, he destroys. When we say Krishna has done it, Krishna does it through his material energy. We just recited Brahma Samhita every Sunday we recite. Lord Brahma says, Shrishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Bhivarati Durga Ichchana Rupam Apiyasya Sacheshta Tesa Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Shrishti Stiti Pralaya, creation, maintenance, destruction. All this is carried by Krishna's shadow potency, Maya. This is done by the Maya Shakti as per his will. And since Krishna is non-different from his energies, we say Krishna has done it. One of his energies doing is as good as Krishna doing. So therefore, but at the same time, Krishna is also distinct from his energy. He has a separate existence. So this is the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. And the disciples of Prabhupada are pointing out that this is the perfect way to understand this creation. How everything has been created by Krishna through his energies. He is there, but he is also not there. So the Lord's material energy creates, maintains, destroys. In the name, we call this energy, material energy, by the name Maya. Maya means illusion. What does that mean? This energy, is the energy illusory? Or is this world illusory? Maya. The energy of the Lord is real. It's eternal. The Maya Shakti. It is not something which doesn't exist. It's a real energy of the Lord. It is eternal energy of the Lord. Why it is called illusory? Because it creates illusion. It creates illusion that this world is permanent place for us to enjoy. Because of its functional aspect. Constitutionally, the energy, its energy of the Lord is real. But it acts in a way as to create illusion. Therefore, it is called illusory energy of the Lord. So as I said that we discuss about the creation to understand the purpose of the Lord's creation. The Lord creates millions of universes filled with millions of planets. For what purpose? Just like even there was a kind of a song, Duniya Banane Wale, Kya Tere Man Mein Samayi, Kahe Ko Duniya Banayi, why have you created this material world, material creation, and Mere Ko Dukh Dene Ko Duniya Bana Di Aapne, kind of. In sadness, in frustration, a person may bring out this question. So the child wants to play, and the mother gives the child wants to cook. The mother gives the toy vessels, a toy stove, a toy cylinder, a toy stirring spoon. So the child plays, does play cooking. But then when the child is hungry, then the child is frustrated with all the play. And finally, the child turns to the mother for food. So therefore, Krishna has created this material creation for us to play around for the exploits of the conditioned soul, so that finally we may become frustrated with all and turn back to Him. So we have the jiva, the soul has been described as anadi bahirmukh. We have turned our face away from Krishna. The purpose of creation is to actually create impetus within us so that ultimately we turn our face back towards Krishna. So just to facilitate the playing of the naughty child, the parents also gives very sophisticated toys sometimes. So therefore Krishna has created the entire material creation. We can play around, be frustrated, and ultimately we become inquisitive. So therefore Prabhupada would often praise the question asked by Sanatana Goswami, the inquiry placed by Sanatana Goswami. Kyaame kene amaye jarita putray iha nahi jani ke mon hit hoy. So this is the beginning actually. This inquiry, when we often face adversaries, troubles, when they see the nature of this world. I want to be good, but so difficult to be good in this world. You know, people very easily misunderstand us, people plot against us, people are unkind, insensitive, so many things. Therefore, all this, the purpose of creation is, who am I? Why are threefold miseries disturbing us? Yahan nahi jani ke man hit hoy. If we cannot understand the answers, if we cannot raise such questions, then there is no benefit of the human form of life. So therefore, the human form of life is meant for inquiry, and the purpose of this creation is to make the living entity, the soul who has turned face away from Krishna, to again inquire, begin inquiring. And that inquiry is the beginning of turning one's face toward Krishna. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with question and answers. The entire Srimad Bhagavatam is in the form of question and answers. So if we have to think of some title of another title of the book Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like perfect question, perfect answers. This also title applies to Srimad Bhagavatam. Questions are being asked, answers are being given. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes again. He says, Prashnottare Bhagavate Kariyache Nirdhar Yaha Rashravane Loke Lage Che Matkar. Prashnottare Bhagavate. So the truth is presented in Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of question and answers. The truth has been discerned and presented in the form of question and answers. And if one hears these questions, and answers, one will be astonished that how wonderfully, how succinctly, how lucidly the truth has been presented. So Prabhupada describes, he says, in one of the purports in third canto beginning, he says, actually everyone in this world is asking question. If you see, life can be seen as a series of question and answers. The entire life is a sequence of question and answers. We get up in the morning, what is the first question? Food, what is in the breakfast? Could be other questions also. You may get up in the morning and want to find out, what is the time? It's 4 o'clock, I can sleep under half an hour. At 6 o'clock, maybe 15 minutes more I can take rest. Right? So there is a question, what is the time? And what do I have to do next? So I have to get fresh, what is the breakfast, what do I have to do today? Or otherwise, aaj ki kya, nahi taazi, one wants to read the newspaper, and so on. So there is, if you see, that there is some question always arising. Prabhupada says the business people are asking how the market's doing. People go to the, in the morning we go to the Dadar Sabji market. Everyone is asking the question, iska kya bhav hai, iska kya bhav hai, iska kya bhav hai. Sabji market. There is a constant question and answers going on. The lawyers are asking questions. Your Highness, Your Honor, criminal. Constant, you see. So there is a constant inquiry. Even the birds, in the morning, they are chirping. They are asking, where is the food? They are asking a question. Everyone in this world, or the whole life, is a sequence of questions and answers. And we are constantly, the question arising in the mind, and we are constantly trying to find out the answers. So, but we should understand that most of the questions and answers that we ask, that arise in our mind and we try to find out answers, hardly makes any difference to the quality of our life. We are trying to find out answer to so many questions, but how much difference it makes to the quality of our life? Even the children are asked questions in the school. You know, in which battle did Napoleon die? In his last battle, someone wrote. Even if you know exactly the name of the battle, what difference it will make to the quality of our life? Okay, so we have some good GK. But what difference to the quality of life? How many people died in the battle of Panipat? I was not there. I have no idea, whatever. But what difference it makes to the quality of life? So the most of the questions being asked everywhere in this world hardly makes any difference to the quality of our lives. We are just caught up in trying to find out answers to so many questions. But let's put up a question, that how will this question make difference to the quality of our life? One person came, some inquisitive people, they come to the temple and they see us. But when we travel, they often ask this question. Achha, aap log kaam vaam nahi karte na kuch? Nahi, hum seva karte hain mandir mein. To aapka kharcha paani kaun chalata hai? Quite inquisitive to ask. Kharcha paani, aapka kharcha paani kaun chalata hai? Main to kamata hoon. देखो बाद में तो सबको भगवान ही देते हैं ना, वो हमको भी वही देते हैं. अदरवाइज वी में से ओके, संस्था देती है. अच्छा, कुछ पॉकेट मनी भी मिलता है आपको? नहीं नहीं, हमारा पॉकेट खाली है, कुछ कुछ पॉकेट मनी नहीं है. तो आपके घर वाले, उनको कुछ भेजते हैं क्या आप महीना महीना? आपको ये सबसे क्या लेना? नहीं, ऐसे पूछ रहा हूं मैं. राइट. So people have many questions, many inquiries. But what difference will make to our life. And we are inquisitive. Often we are inquisitive. But what difference is it going to make to the quality of our life? We can ask that question. So therefore, we should try to find out the questions, ask the questions, which are not just the regular questions of less value. When Shukdev Goswami told Parikshit Maharaj that you have asked me certain questions, these questions were asked by the sage, asked by Vidurji to the sage Maitreya. As soon as Parikshit Maharaj heard that, he said, oh, that great sage was inquired by that great soul Vidurji. Will you please narrate? Because those questions could not be just the ordinary questions. Nahi alpartha dayostasya. Those questions could not be having little value. They must be of great value. I want to hear what all did Vidurji inquired. What did sage Maitreya answered? Because both are great souls. Their conversation could not be just ordinary conversation of this world. Therefore he wanted to hear. So we see that the questions of Srimad Bhagavatam, they are actually very glorious. They can make a lot of difference to our lives. If you see in this world, no one glorifies questions. If you go around the billboard, 97% you got, you know, out of top 10, 7 are from our institute, and here is a person scored 98%, then 96.5%, then 95%, with the photos, everyone is advertising that they had they gave great answers. Does anyone say, what a great question? Kya question paper tha? Ulta hi bolte log, hai na? Aisa. No one glorifies the question paper. क्या क्वेश्चन पेपर आया, ऐसा मेरा दिल कर रहा है बार बार पढ़ता रहूं ये क्वेश्चन. ऐसा कभी has it been there that someone says बड़ा क्वेश्चन पेपर, आई वॉन्ट टू रीड दिस क्वेश्चन अगेन एंड अगेन. नो, द क्वेश्चन वी नेवर हियर द ग्लोरीज ऑफ क्वेश्चन. द क्वेश्चन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम आर सो परफेक्ट दैट Vishwanathagiri Thakur says they are as glorious as the answers. The questions of Srimad Bhagavatam are as glorious as the answers. Frequently the questions have been praised. Frequently the questions have been praised in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sut Goswami praises the question asked by Shaunak Adi Rishi. Maitreya praises the question asked by Vidurji. Second canto begins with Shukdev Goswami praising the question. Actually, Bhagavatam begins from second canto. Sri Shuka Uvacha first time come in the second canto. In the first canto, there is no Sri Shuka Uvacha. Shukdev Goswami, the main speaker of Bhagavatam. Of course, what canto is also part of the Bhagavatam. But Shukdev Goswami begins speaking from second canto, first chapter, first verse. And he begins speaking by glorifying the question of Parikshit Maharaj. That's the beginning of Shukdev Goswami's speech. Varyaneshate prashna krito lok hitam nipa atmavit samata pumsam shotavyadishu yaparaha. Begins with glorification of the question. Varyaneshate prashna. Great. What beautiful question have you asked? Therefore, the questions of Srimad Bhagavatam are glorious. And we should try to study the questions also. Not that we want to study the answers and everything. We should study the question. We should recite the question. We should memorize the questions also. They're equally glorious. So the questions of Srimad Bhagavatam are as glorious, or they are also perfect as the answers. So I will describe some qualities of the questions of Srimad Bhagavatam. And these qualities form one word also, which we may understand it. The questions of Srimad Bhagavatam are very purposeful. They don't have a, they said the ordinary, everyone in this, people go to the market, ask the questions about to purchase something, what is the price of this, and so on. So there is some purpose, some ordinary purpose. But the Srimad Bhagavatam questions are highly purposeful. They have a spiritual purpose. Prabhupada says they can bring revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. With that purpose, Prabhupada took Srimad Bhagavatam along with him to the West. So, nahi alp artha dayostasya vidurasya amalatmanaha. Parikshit Maharaj says, nahi alpartha dayostasya vidurasya amalatmana. His question could not be of little value. And there, in that purport, Prabhupada says, the questions are highly purposeful. They have a great spiritual purpose. Let's see some other questions. The sages in the beginning ask 6 questions. And Prabhupada says the foremost of the 6 questions is Bruhi Yogeshware Krishne Brahmanya Dharma Varmani Swam Kastham Adunopete Dharma Kam Sharanam Gataha. So Bruhi Yogeshware Krishne, the Lord Krishna, who is the master of all the yogis, Brahmanya Dharma Varmani, he is the Lord of the Brahmanas, he is the protector of Dharma. Swam Kastham Adunopete, when he returned back to his abode, Dharma Kam Sharanam Gataha, the Dharma was protected, has taken shelter of him, his strong arms. Now who is protecting the Dharma? Just see what kind of question it is. And Prabhupada says it is the foremost of the 6 questions. Dharma Kam Sharanam Gataha. And then we know the answer. Krishna Sodham Upagate Dharma Gyana Adibisaha Kalo Nasht Dishamesha Purana Arko Vadino Ditaha. Dharma has taken shelter of this Puran, which is like the sun. People will get the people lost in the darkness, in the confusion. In this age of Kali Yuga, will get the direction in life from Srimad Bhagavatam. So such a purposeful question has been asked. And again, Sanatana Goswami, we discussed in the beginning, asked, Ke ami ke ne amaye jare tapatraye, iha nahi jani ke man het hoy. If we cannot understand the answer to these questions, then what is the purpose of life? The life's purpose will be defeated. Further, has Sanatana Goswami inquired, Sadhya sadhana tattva puchite na jani kripa karid dina dekhi kahiba apani. My Lord, I do not even properly know how to inquire sadhya and sadhan. What is the ultimate goal of life? How to achieve? Please see that I am very wretched, poor. Therefore, on your own, please speak what is most beneficial for me. These are such beautiful questions with such great purpose. So the first quality of the questions asked in Srimad Bhagavatam is purposeful. The second quality of these questions is these questions are for everyone's benefit. They do not just benefit one particular person. They benefit all. Suta Goswami praises the question of Shanakadi Rishi by saying, Muneha Sadhu Prishtoham Bhavadbhir Loka Mangalam. Muneha Sadhu Prishtoham glorifies. Wonderful, great question you have asked. Bhavadbhir Loka Mangalam. These questions will benefit the whole world. It's for everyone's benefit. Anyone who asks, anyone who speaks, anyone who hears, in any way come in contact, they all are benefit. So these questions are for everyone's benefit. Vidurji has asked the question in third canto. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko na tay sukham vanya duparamam va vindet bhuyas tad eva dukham yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. So Sukhaya again see what a question which is so relevant for everyone, so beneficial for everyone. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. Everyone in this world is working for happiness. Nata sukham, but often they don't find happiness. Va anya duparamam va. Misery doesn't go away. Vindeta bhuyas tadeva dukham. On the other hand, what to speak of misery going away? The misery increase. Vindeta bhuyas tadeva dukham. Yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. Will you please give us direction on how one can find real happiness? Tadatra yuktam. What should be done to find real happiness? Tadatra yuktam bhagavan vadena. So we see that how it's such a relevant question that everyone wants to work for happiness. Sukhaya karmani karoti lo. Happiness is not attained, but the misery increase on the other hand. So therefore, the answer to these questions, or these questions, are for everyone's benefit. Everyone can relate to these questions and to the answer of these questions. These questions have been recognized. The third quality is these questions have been recognized by the saints and the sages. Again in the verses which glorify the questions, Muneha sadhu prishto ham bhavadbhir loka mangalam. No, the other ones. Sadhu prishtam maha bhaga toya bhagavat uttama. So in the 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj asks, and Sukhdev Goswami glorifies his answers, and he says that these questions has been approved or recognized by the great saints and sages. Varyanesh te prashna krito lok hitam nipa atmavit sammata pumsam atmavit sammata pumsam. These questions have been approved by the great saints and the sages. That's the third quality of the questions. These are questions are recognized by the great saints and the sages. The fourth quality of the questions is they fully satisfy the soul. The questions, they fully satisfy the soul. Muneha sadhu prishto ham bhavadbhir loka mangalam yat krita krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. So, just these questions and the answer to these questions, yenatma suprasidati. Now, everyone in this world is asking so many questions, but how much, when we find the answer, how much is the soul satisfied? And we can see that how much, as we discussed in the beginning, how much difference it makes to the quality of our life. How much joy and happiness and the satisfaction it brings to the soul. But the nature of the question of Srimad Bhagavatam is that it fully satisfies the soul. Yenatma suprasidati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai some set of questions in Chaitanya Jithamrita. He says, Prabhu kahe kar sadhera nirnay. Will you please tell me sadhera nirnay? Will you please tell me what is the ultimate goal of life? And of course then Ramandrai, he gives the answer that one should follow one's occupational duties to please Lord Vishnu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in the beginning, Eho Bahye, Eho Bahye. And then further Ramanandrai gives better answer. And the Lord says, Eho Hai. Right? We have heard Eho Bahye. But then the discussion comes to the stage of Eho Hai. This is fine. Goes further. The Lord says, Eho Uttam. This is good. This is very good. This is excellent. Right? So increasingly, his answers become better and better to the same questions. And the Lord finds increasing pleasure. So there are some beautiful questions the Lord asks further. He says, Shriyo madhe kon shreya jivera hai sar. Among all kind of benefit. Among all kind of benefit. Like we have so many billboards also. Life benefit plan, this premium, this much interest, right? So many offers of benefits are there. You can save this much, invest here, this kind of returns. But among all kind of offers of benefit in this world, Shreya madhe kon shreya jivera hai sar, which is the highest benefit? What's the best thing that could ever happen to anyone? Ramanandrai says, Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nahi Yar. There is no greater benefit than the association of the Lord's devotees. The highest benefit. Now, opposite of that, Dukha Madhe Kaun Dukha Hai Guru Tar. Amongst the unhappiness, among the distressful condition, which is the most distressful? Dukha madhe kaun dukha hai guru tar. Brahman Rai says, I don't see any dukha greater than the dukha of separation from the devotees of the Lord. The unhappiness of separation from the devotees of the Lord. That's the highest dukha. Again in the relation to the devotees. Further, Kirti madhe jivera kaun bada kirti. Among all kind of fame, kirti madhe jivera kaun bada kirti. Krishna bhakta baliya yahar hai khyati. Most famous is of course the devotee of the Lord. You say, well, I don't think so. Most famous is the devotee of the Lord. There is a story that how when Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he was staying in Mayapur in his place as known as Vrajapatana, which is Sri Chaitanya Math. Once some of the, in the middle of the night, some of his disciples saw that some very effulgent beings, they descended. And they approached Srila Saraswati Thakur and they asked him certain things. And Srila Saraswati Thakur conversed with them. And they were very respectful. And Srila Saraswati Thakur also paid his full dandavat obeisances with them. This is recorded in Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav, the book of biography of Srila Saraswati Thakur. So these effulgent beings came and Saraswati Thakur offered respects. There was a discussion that happened. And some of the disciples, they confidentially approached next day morning Srila Saraswati Thakur. That who were those beings who had came yesterday night? So he just said that they were the Lord associates from Vaikuntha. They wanted to hear Gaur Katha. So they had come to Mayapur. So from the Vaikuntha Dham, some of the associates of the Lord descended. They said, you speak, we want to hear Gaur Katha from you. Now Srila Saraswati Thakur is actually from Goloka Krishna. Right? From the Krishna's, he's a Nitya Siddh Parshad of the Lord, from Lord Goloka Dham. Even the residents of Vaikuntha want to speak of celestial beings. Often described that many, many devatas would come, they often come to Mayapur Dham. So they came to hear Mahaprabhu's katha, Gaur katha from Srila Saraswati Thakur. And he offered them full dandavata obeisances. The residents of Lord Vaikuntha. Prabhupada, so this is about how famous the devotee is, right? So in this, people are famous here and there, you know, they're maybe on YouTube or Facebook or whatever. But who knows them outside of this, a maximum on this planet, that's it. There are millions of planets in the material world. And what to speak of, you know, outside of the material world, there is no question of any news breaking, the covering of the universe, right? We say the breaking news, but it's just on very small, on a small scale. But devotees' glory, kirti, is even widespread beyond the universe, as we see over here. So once Prabhupada was leading, he was giving a talk in one of the, in London, one of the auditoriums. Yamuna Mataji, she has recorded this story in her book Yamuna. So she was sitting at the lotus feet of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is giving a talk in London. And suddenly Prabhupada, in the middle of the talk, he picks up kartal and he begins singing, Narad Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Narad Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name. She said, we never heard Prabhupada sing this song, first of all. And the audience are totally, imagine, this is just a new audience sitting in London. And Prabhupada is singing this suddenly in the middle of the talk, out of nowhere, I would say out of the blue, began singing this bhajan in the middle of the talk. Everyone is surprised, what has happened to Swamiji? And then after a few minutes, Swamiji resumes his talk. And after the talk, Yamuna Mataji, she said, Prabhupada, what had happened? Why you began suddenly singing this bhajan? Prabhupada said, oh, his eyes became wide. You didn't notice? Didn't you notice Narad Muni had come? Right? So Narad Muni came to witness Prabhupada's glorious preaching. Narad Muni had come. So just to honor Narad Muni, he picked up kartal in between and began the kirtan glorifying Narad Muni. So, the devotee is most glorious. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking this question to Ramananda Rai. So the answer to these questions, they fully satisfy the soul. That's the fourth quality of the questions. The fifth quality of the question of Srimad Bhagavatam is, this is excellent subject matter for hearing. The word has been used, Varya Neshate Prashna Krito Lokhitam Nipa Atmavit Samatapam Sam Shrotavya Adisu Yapara. This is the best subject matter to hear. Shrotavya Adini Rajendra Nam Santi Sahasrasa. How many subjects matter to be heard? Sahasrasa? Very, very small estimate. Now probably, I don't know if you can count the number of videos on the YouTube. Right? Not sahasrasa, right? Millions, billions, practically uncountable. By the time you reach any count, the count has increased. Millions and billions of subject matter to be heard, to be seen, to be discussed. But the best subject matter, the most excellent subject matter, is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and this is the quality of the questions also. We are discussing that these qualities, they equally apply to the questions also. The questions are also the best subject matter to be heard. The questions also fully satisfy the soul. Parikshit Maharaj, he asked the question, the 10th canto. Yena yena vatarena bhagavan harir ishvarah karoti karna ramyani manugyani chana prabho. He says, yena yena avatarena bhagavan harir ishvarah. Now he asking question to Sukadeva Goswami. And see what is the nature of the question. Whatever avatara the Lord has taken, yena yena avatarena bhagavan harir ishvarah karoti karna ramyani. Very pleasing to hear. The activities of the Lord are very pleasing to hear. Very pleasing to the ears. Karoti karna ramyani. Mano jnani cha na prabho. And it is very attractive to the mind also. Very pleasing to hear, very attractive to the mind. So the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that the ears are like cup-shaped. Karanapute narasya. Pibantiye bhagavata atmana svatam katham ritam shavana katham ritam. So this verse, I'm just missing the few words, that those who drink this nectar, kathamritam, constantly through the cup of their ears, karnaputeshu, who constantly drink, they are purified from all the vishantite vishaya vidushita ashayam prajanti tat charana sahurvantikam. Those who drink this nectar, right? By drinking this nectar, they are purified and then they proceed. Right? Yes, so in this way, the cups, the ears have been described like the cups. Even the Chatushkumaras, they have prayed to the Lord that even if we have to come back to this material world, kamam bhava suvijinair nirayeshu nastat cheto livad yadinute padayo rameta. Kamam bhava suvijinair nirayeshu nastat cheto livad yadinute padayo rameta. Vachaschanastulisivad yadite angrishobha puryetate gunaganair yadikan narandhre. So thus Chatushkumara says, we have committed offense by cursing your associates. Now we may have been punished for that, we may also have to take many births in a material world. But we ask you that let our mind be always attracted towards the lotus feet. Cheto livad yadinute padayo rameta. Let our words, a very beautiful expression, say let our words be also in glorification of a lotus feet and be offered to your lotus feet like tulsi. Like tulsi is offered to your lotus feet, let our words be similarly offered to your lotus feet in your glorification. And then say, Vachaschanas tulasivat yadi tangri shobha puryet te gun ganair yadi kanna randhre. May our ear holes be always filled with your glories. So these ears are like cup shape, and one can go on drinking as much as one wants, right? Through the cups. There is no shortage of. Sometimes when we serve something, like on the festival days, we serve sometimes charanamrit in the paper cups. Some people start drinking there only. They want to immediately drink and ask for the second. Right? Many of them. And we know that many people want second, so we also say, thoda aage jaiye, line ho rahe. So people, often they want something that is nectarian. People often want some seconds, second serving, second cup. So, like we, I invited one devotee. I said, come for lunch today. We have made amras in the lunch. He said, pehle batao ke second milega ke nahi. First ki chinta nahi hai. Pehle batao ke second milega ke nahi, second serving. So that is like, something is nectarian or something. We want, will the second be served or not? But second, third, as much as serving we want, Bhagavatam has unlimited servings of nectar. Right? The ears can be constantly filled up. And if the ears become empty for a long time, we don't fill, the heart becomes dry actually. To keep the heart nourished, saturated, we should constantly fill it through the ears, this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. This has been prayed by many devotees. May the cups of our ears be always filled. Usko khatam nahi hone do. Let it, as soon as we drink, another. So, this is the excellent subject matter for hearing. Kroti kanda ramyani. This is the question being asked by Parikshit Maharaj. We are discussing the fifth quality of the question. Excellent subject matter for hearing. So he is requesting Shukadeva Goswami to describe the activities of the Lord, various avataras, or he has already described in the ninth canto, and he wants to hear further the activities of Krishna, therefore he is requesting him. Kroti karna ramyani, your speech has been extremely pleasing to the ear. My heart, through the ear the heart becomes nourished, heart becomes satisfied. Karoti karna ramyani mano gyani cha na prabho. Right? Mano actually refers to the mind or the heart. When we say man or when we say heart, most of the time it is the same thing. Especially when we talk of in terms of satisfaction, my heart has been satisfied, that means the mind. So there are seven qualities of the Lord's Katha being described by Parikshit Maharaj in the question itself. Further he says, Yashinvato apayati atir aratir vitrishna. By hearing from you, apayati aratir, lack of taste will go away. Now, of course, the main hurdle to hear Srimad Bhagavatam or the Lord's pastime, to read Prabhupada books, is lack of taste. One devotee once confided, he said, Prabhu, mere ko neend bahut aata hai. Aise aajkal kisi ko neend aaye, bada fortunate aadmi hai, sabko neend ka goli khana padta hai. And most of the people don't get good sleep because of stress, tension. For one level, it is fortunate, neend tumko acha aata hai. But he had a problem. He said, "Mere ko neend bahut zyada aata hai. Excessive everything is a problem." I said, "Then why don't you read Srimad Bhagavatam?" He said, "Dugan vek se neend aata hai, right? Ekdam khulte hi, right? So vek dugan ho jata hai. Because of course, in our conditioned state, we don't have natural taste, right? Apayati arathir." The lack of taste is there. But if we go on hearing as a matter of regulation, discipline, this lack of taste will go away. Kaviraj Goswami also says, Yadi nahi bujhe keha, shunite shunite seha, ki adbhut chaitanya charit. Krishna upaji bepriti, jani bera sera riti. Shuni lei bada hoye hit. Even if you don't understand, even if there is hardly an interest, as a matter of discipline, go on hearing. Just go on hearing. As a matter of regulation. In this world, how many people really look forward to go to school, college, study class? They're just waiting. Right? I want to go to the study class, I want to go to the office today for work. How many people look forward to that? Hardly. Right? Some rare exception But still we do it as a matter of regulation, matter of discipline. We have to do it. Similarly, as a matter of regulation, shunite shunite cha, please go on hearing. Krishna upaji bepriti, one day our affection for Krishna, Krishna katha, the lack of taste will go away, attraction will develop. We will understand the mellows of Krishna consciousness. Jani berasera riti, shuni lai bada hoye hita. Just by hearing over and over, there will be a tremendous benefit. Great benefit will come. We can't imagine how much benefit will accrue, how much benefit awaits us if we just go on hearing. We now, just like people keep on depositing little in their provident fund, it goes on accumulating. Krishna's rate of interest is very high, beyond our imagination. Right? So you will be really surprised when Krishna gives back the provident fund that is accumulating. So please keep making a deposit with faith. So there is going to be great benefit. On this faith, go on hearing the Lord's pastime, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yashinvato apaiti yatir aratir. So this is the third quality of Krishna katha. First he says it's pleasing to the ears. Second is satisfying to the heart. Third is lack of taste will go away if we just hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Apaiti aratir vitrishna. The material hankering will go away. There is a strong hankering in everyone's heart. The strong hankering, and that hankering when not satisfied leads to the fire of lamentation. Prahlad Maharaj says that yasmat priya priya viyoga samyoga janma shokagni nashakalayo nishudahiyamana yasmat priya apriya viyoga samyoga janma. In this world we have something which is priya and something which is apriya. Priya means we like, apriya means we don't like. But many a times, smat, priya, apriya, vyog. What is priya? There is a vyog, separation. We don't get that. Or we are separated. After getting, that is gone. And what is apriya? Means I don't want to see his or her face. We have to live with him or her. What you do, or you have to work with him or her. You don't like to be with someone, but you have to be, you're forced to, in those circumstances or whatever. So there is a apriya yog, you're united forcibly. What is priya? Separated forcibly. Right? So therefore it leads to shok agnina. There is a fire constantly of lamentation that burns, torments, not just human beings, sakala yonishu. Sakala yonishu. So in this way, this fire of lamentation will be extinguished by the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Or Srimad Bhagavatam says, shok ashru shagara vishoshanam. The shok ashru, because of this lamentation, everyone shed tears, right? At least subtle tears, if not the gross tears. There is the ocean of tears. There is the ocean of tears. This ocean of lamentation, ocean of tears, will dry up by the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. The vritishna will go away. That's the fourth quality. Sattvam tashuddhyati. The one's existence will become completely pure. Achire napumsa. Very soon, Srimad Bhagavatam promises, when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna is established very soon within your heart. So someone asked, a senior, I don't remember the name, it's either to Radhanath Swami Maharaj or Jayadwat Swami Maharaj, a question. Maharaj, how sooner, Bhagavatam promises, right here also, Sattvam Tashuddhyati Achiren Pumsa. Very soon one's heart will be purified. Very soon Lord Krishna will be established within the heart. He said, very soon, how soon? You know, vague term, soon. And Maharaj answered that, sooner than we deserve. Sooner than we deserve. Actually, much sooner than we deserve. Much sooner. The contaminations occurred over millions and billions of lifetime. But within a very short span actually, compared to the number of lives and, you know, the contaminations taken place, it's very soon. Sattvam Tashuddhyati, this is the fifth effect of hearing Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sattvam Tashuddhyati Acharen Pumsam Bhaktir Haro. Devotional service, the feeling of attachment, one will become attached to the Supreme Lord. Bhaktir Haro, that's the sixth. Tat Purushe Cha Sakhyam, and one will develop very loving, intimate friendship with the Lord's devotees. Tadeva Haram Vadmanya Seche. Please therefore speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. Please keep glorifying the Lord. Further speak Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadev Parikshit Maharaj, this is like fifth day, he has been fasting. He has been, when we are tired, we look forward that probably he should summarize the class now, you know. We are hungry, we are fasting, on a fasting day, you know. अभी खींचे जा रहा है थोड़ा अभी क्लास को wind up भी करना चाहिए ना, right? Sometime कब तक, you know. So Sukadev Goswami kind of thought Parikshit Maharaj may be tired, so he summarized in the ninth canto. He summarized Krishna's pastime. He said, wait, elaborate, go on speaking, elaborate it. Don't think that I am feeling tired now. And he showed his enthusiasm by glorifying the Lord's Katha, that these are the seven glorious qualities. Therefore, please speak the Lord's Katha. Therefore, this is excellent subject matter for hearing. So we have discussed five qualities of the questions and answers, both, applies to both of Srimad Bhagavatam. And can we just recall, the first one is purposeful, second, everyone's benefit. These qualities form one word, one acronym. Third is recognized by the saints and sages, this question and answers. Fourth is fully satisfy the soul. Fifth is excellent subject matter for hearing. What could be the acronym? No guess. Sorry? P-E-R. Bliss? Birds? P-E-R. O-S-E. No. Perfect. P-E-R, F, fully satisfies the soul. The fourth is fully satisfied by the soul. E is excellent subject matter for hearing. I haven't completed it, so I ask in between. To guess ahead a little bit. Perfect. That's the perfect. So we see that the question and answers of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we understand, there's a book also entitled Perfect Question, Perfect Answers. So the questions of Srimad Bhagavatam are perfect questions. The questions are also equally perfect as the answers. Perfect question, perfect answers. They're very purposeful. For everyone's benefit, recognized by the saints and sages, fully satisfy the soul, yanatma supersiddhati. Excellent subject matter for hearing, shrotavyadishyapara. You see, there is a Sanskrit. In the verse form, we can find these qualities. नहीं अल्पर्था दुयस्तस्या, दैट इज हाईली पर्पसफुल, रिकॉग्नाइज बाय द सेंट्स एंड सेजेस, दैट इज आत्मवित समता पुंसाम, फॉर एवरी वन बेनिफिट, कृतो लोक हितम नृपा, फुली सेटिस्फाई द सोल, इनात्मा सुप्रसिद्धति, एंड एक्सीलेंट सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉर हियरिंग, दैट इज श्रोतव्य आदिशु या परा. सो फाइव क्वालिटी, टू आर रिमेनिंग, टू आई कैन लीव अप टू यू टू फाइंड आउट, सी एंड टी. सो विश्वनाथ जी ठाकुर अगेन ही डिस्क्राइब्स दैट द क्वेश्चन ऑफ श्रीमद भागवतम एज पोस्ट वीड बिगैन दैट हाउ द लाइफ इज अ सीरीज ऑफ क्वेश्चंस and the quality of questions, what kind of questions we ask, what quality of answers we seek, that determines the quality of our life also. The quality of our life depends on the quality of our questions. So therefore, we can see that do our questions which we are trying to find the answers to are purposeful, do they benefit everyone, are they recognized by the saints and sages, do they satisfy the soul, are they the best subject matter to be heard. Excellent. Because these five qualities, Vishwanath Jagat Thakur says, one should chant these questions also. One should repeat, one should memorize the questions also. And one should teach the questions to others. So that completes the perfect. One should chant these questions. One should repeat. And one should repeatedly, just as I said, no one likes to, you know, go through the question. After you have the question paper, once you give the answer, you know, you don't skip it that I will want to read this question again and again. Right? Of course, people who are going to give exam, they read what has question have, you know, come in the previous exam. But after giving exam, you don't want to read the question again. But this question should be read again and again. This should be, one should chant the questions. And also one should teach the questions. The question also should be taught. Not just the answers, the question also. The question also glorious. And the ultimate question of all questions. What is the ultimate question of all questions? Any guesses? Time is up. What's in the breakfast? Sorry? Thadu Brahma Ji Kyasa. So Prabhupada said, I only ask one question to my spiritual master. What's that? How can I serve you? So the ultimate question of all questions is, how can I serve you? Jeeva Krishna Das E Vishwash Karle Tuvar Dukhanai. When we have come to this conclusion, I am a servant of the Lord, I am a servant of the devotees, then there is no dukkha. Person is fixed in the conception of being a servant of the Lord. Madjanmana phalamidam madukaita bare madprarthaniya madanugraha esha eva tad bhritya bhritya paricharaka bhritya bhritya Vrittasya Vrittya Iti Mam Smaralokanatha. This is a prayer by King Kulshekhar. It says, Majjanmana Phalam Idam Madukaita Bare. It will be the perfection of my life. Majjanmana Phalam. Mad Prarthaniya. It will be the answer to all my prayers. Mad Prarthaniya Madanugraha. It will be your greatest benediction upon me. If you can allow me to be a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of your servant. That's a prayer of Maharaj Kulshekhar. And come to this, how can I serve you? Okay, we will just end with some sweet questions asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some in a very joking way. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Mukunda Sarkar some very funny questions. So, ending with a sweet dish. चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस्क मुकुंद सरकार, मुकुंद दासे रे पूछे सचिरानंदन, तुमी पुत्र तुमी पिता पुत्र तुमार श्री रघुनंदन। मुकुंद तू मुकुंद सरकार सचिरानंदन द सन ऑफ मदर सची, ही आस्किंग आर यू द फादर? नाउ मुकुंद है द सन रघुनंदन, फादर एंड द सन। सो लॉर्ड इज आस्किंग द फादर, आर यू द फादर? तुमी पिता पुत्र तुमार श्री रघुनंदन एंड ही इज योर सन। और किवा रघुनंदन पिता तुमी तार तनय, और ही इज ही द फादर, इज ही द फादर एंड यू द सन। किवा रघुनंदन पिता तुमी तार तनय, निश्चय हा करिया कर याऊक संशय संशय। आई हैव दिस डाउट इन माई माइंड, विल यू प्लीज रिमूव दिस डाउट? मुकुंद दास ही वुड सेड, माय लॉर्ड आई विल शो यू बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट, हियर रघुनंदन, फादर नेम इज, व्हाई डू यू हैव दिस डाउट? बर्थ सर्टिफिकेट्स, स्कूल सर्टिफिकेट, व्हाट एवर, वांट मी टू ब्रिंग सम प्रूफ, राइट? बट व्हेन मुकुंद ही हर्ड दिस क्वेश्चन, ही सेड, मुकुंद कहे रघुनंदन मोर पिता है, ही सेड ऑफ कोर्स, why you have any doubt? He is my father, right? I think many fathers can also, the modern day children are so smart, right? Even father can say, ye mera baap hai, mere ko nahi aata isko sab aata hai, you know, smartphone pe sab, he knows more than me, right? Even today also many fathers can say the same thing. So Mukunda is saying, Raghunandan mor pita hai, of course he is my father, and I am his son. For what reason? Amasa ba krishna bhakti raghunandan haite, at eva raghunandan pita amara nischite. Whatever bhakti I have is due to raghunandan, therefore he is my father. Sune har shekha he prabhu kahile nischay, यहां है ते कृष्णा भक्ति से ही गुरु है। लॉर्ड बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी। यू सी देयर इज अ ग्रेट पर्पस इन द लॉर्ड्स क्वेश्चन, अ वेरी फनी क्वेश्चन बट इज अ ग्रेट पर्पस। द लॉर्ड्स बिकेम वेरी हैप्पी, ही सेड, ग्रेट आंसर, वंडरफुल, यू हैव असर्टेड परफेक्टली। यहां है ते कृष्णा भक्ति से ही गुरु है, फ्रॉम हुम वी गेट कृष्णा भक्ति, दैट पर्सन इज गुरु, लाइक ही इज द फादर, फादर इज लाइक अ नेचुरल गुरु। And thus the Lord praises the answer of Mukunda Sarkar. So we see that in this way, Srimad Bhagavatam is perfect with this question and answers. And if we can absorb our mind in this question and answers, our life becomes perfect. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna, it's already 10 o'clock. I'm sure all your questions must have been answered. Srimad Bhagavatam, and if you still have any questions, please read Prabhupada books. Still, if anyone has, you can personally meet me. Since the time is up, we will not extend the class. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. We have an announcement. The Bhaktivedanta Academy of Culture and Education announces 2-day seminar on deity worship on 28th and 29th of September 2019 by Prem Kishore.